Hey everyone! In this podcast, we will have a look at the poem This Moment by Eve M. Boland. Before you continue with the podcast, it will be a good idea to read over the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Subject matter. In a suburban neighbourhood at dusk, a young child runs into the arms of her mother, just as night falls. Nature too is filled with activity. The stars rising, the moths fluttering, the apples sweetening in the dark. Theme. The poem is a celebration of the relationship between a mother and her child. Surrounded by nature, the moment is shown to be completely natural, a moment that is in many ways quite ordinary. Yet the poet sees in this commonplace movement a moment of sheer joy between the mother and her child. The inclusion of things in nature waiting to happen, such as the stars rising or the moths fluttering, reinforce the point that the child running into her mother's arms happens every night. In fact, just like the moths and the stars, perhaps because it is so commonplace that many people hardly even notice it happening. Except for Boland, who brings her observing poet's eye and sensitivity to the scene. Quote 3. There are some interesting visual images in the poem which you might find appealing. Write out any three quotes that point to something in the poem that is meaningful to you, and write the quotes into your worksheet. Imagery. A simile is one type of image used effectively in this poem. A simile is where you compare two things using the words like or as. In line 10, Boland tells us that one window is yellow as butter. The colour adds warmth and a feeling of homeliness and cosiness to the picture. This colour reinforces what must be the warm and loving feeling being experienced by both the parent and child in this moment. The poem also has a painterly, cinematic quality about it. You could easily create a simple storyboard of the poem and then shoot a short film to capture the events and feelings in the poem. Think about what setting you would shoot your film in, the type of camera shots and angles you might use, whether you would use music to enhance the atmosphere, what sound effects might be included at this time of the evening, and so on. This could be an interesting activity for students in the class to try, and then you could compare and contrast your short films together. The next heading is language. The language is economical and accessible. Some lines are composed of fragments, not sentences. For example, a neighbourhood, or again, at dusk. You'll notice that neither of these lines contain a verb. It's a clever device by the poet because verbs describe things that happen. And in line 3, the poet tells us, things are getting ready to happen. So, effectively, in lines 1 and 2, the poet sets the scene, time and place, a neighbourhood at dusk. But by leaving out a verb, she makes us, as readers, wait for the moment when things that are actually about to happen, happen. Compare those opening two lines to the closing three lines of the poem. Stars rise, moths flutter, apples sweeten in the dark. Are each of these a sentence? Yes, each of these is a sentence in the closing stanza, each with a subject and a verb. The next heading is form. The poem is a short lyric poem of 16 lines in length, and we see ideas arranged into one, two, or three lines. The fragile stanzas on the page almost give the impression of the poet slowly unpeeling the rind from a piece of fruit. The short lines create a suspense as we await something that is about to be revealed, about to happen. The main event, of course, is the movement of the woman as she catches the running child in her arms. Note how the energy of the child racing to her mother is brilliantly suggested by the use of enjambment or run-on lines in lines 11 to 13. A woman leans down to catch a child who has run into her arms this moment. The next heading is sound. We notice the repeated S sounds in stanza 3, stars and moths and rinds slanting around fruit. Did you also hear those repeated OR sounds in the line, rinds slanting around fruit? The alliteration here suggests the luscious texture of the sweetening apples. Consonants also occurs in the phrase to catch a child, while there is assonance between window and yellow in line 10. Together, these rhymes create a sense of harmony and set the tone of the loving embrace of a mother and her child. Tone and mood. The tone is one of joy. The moment described is in some ways an ordinary one, one that happens in thousands of homes and neighbourhoods all across the country each night. These simple yet hugely significant events often take place out of sight. This doesn't mean that they go unseen, but traditionally, in Irish poetry, these simple domestic moments have rarely been thought of as suitable or worthy material. We, as readers, can identify with the peaceful atmosphere of approaching dusk, and we feel the sense of mystery as night prepares to fall and things get ready to happen. We also share in the simple pleasure we imagine can be got from being held in the arms of someone who loves us. The final heading is personal response. The poem creates a very warm and reassuring picture of the power of love and of belonging. Did the poem connect with you in any way? Do you think the poet has managed to capture the setting effectively? Why do you think Boland included so many references to things happening in nature alongside a mother embracing her child?